We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachas. We're in the middle of Hilchas Gittin, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Yud, and Rav Nelson Zal opened up a discussion on the topic of Yibum and Chalitza as it relates to the flow that we're learning. So we spoke about Yibum in the previous Shir. Now Rav Nelson Zal switches to Chalitza. V'zeh b'chinas Chalitza, shekishe'enoi roitze liyabeim, when the living brother refuses to marry the widow of his brother who passed away without having any children, azai v'cholzo na'aloi me'al ragloi, then this widow removes the shoe from the foot of the living brother, ki kishe'enoi roitze liyabeim, because when this living brother refuses to do the yibum, boze mare she'eino yroitze oy she'eino yochel lachtoy ches hamalchus min hasitra achra ula haloiso lo'er aponim hameir b'sholish regolim. By this man refusing to do yibum, what he's saying is either that he doesn't want to or he can't accomplish the goals that are accomplished through yibum, which is to sever the Malchus of Kedusha from the Sitra Achra and to elevate the Malchus of Kedusha to the Oyer HaPonim, which shines especially on the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, as we discussed in the previous year. Shal Yidei Zeh Mechayin Es HaMalchus. By this process, we inject life into the Malchus, Bechinas HaChochmot Hato, Malchus which is called Chochmot Hato. And that's how a Jew is zoche to achieve a high level understanding of Hashem. And that's really the main goal spiritually of the connection between a man and a woman. That's where the whole concept of children being born comes from. The seed originates in the moyach, in the brain. And we said that the goal of every Jew in this world is hasoga selukus, a high-level understanding of Hashem. In order to achieve that, we explained it requires this chochma ilo and chochma tato, and in order to get to the chochma ilo, you have to be able to be mesakein the chochma tato, of which another word for that is malchus. And we described the process. Rabbi Nizal speaks about it in chapter 30 in Likutei Moran in the beginning. And Rabbi Nelson Zal discussed it in the previous shir that we had. The Iker HaKinyin Sheho Isho Niknes Labalo Hirak Machmas Bechina Zois. And the whole concept of a woman being acquired by her husband is only for this purpose, meaning Machmas Shebalo Ma'ale oiso min asitra achra, because by acquiring her, her husband has the ability to elevate her from the sitra achra, that she represents the malchus, which is the lowest of the midos, and the sitra achra usually tries to attach itself there. By the husband marrying her, he elevates her from there, u'mechaye oiso, and he shines light into her and life into her, mibechinas oyer haponim, from the upper levels of Kedusha, which are referred to as the oyer haponim of Hashem, which are chochma binodas, those upper levels. Bibechinas, as the pasuk says, re'ei chayim im hoisha, experience life with the woman. So we see one of the missions in marriage is this chiyus, this chayim, which the husband is required to feed to the wife. He's the chochma ilo, she's the chochma tato, he's the chochma, she is the malchus, she's the one that's most vulnerable to the sitra achra. His mission is to detach her from the sitra achra and to elevate her, to be able to allow her to receive from this oyer haponim. Ki isha oila imoi, because the Gemara says in several places, the wife goes up with the husband. His mission is to elevate her. Ukemuvan bahatoira gzela. And as Rabbi Nizal explains in chapter 69 in Likutei Moran, which speaks about the Gemara that says when a person steals someone's money, it's as if he stole his wife and children. And Rabbi Nizal there explains in a deep way, the whole concept of what the wife and children represent. Shemedaber shom me'inyin kiddushin. Rabbi Nizal there speaks about the connection between a husband and wife, that it's called kiddushin shehi miskadeshes mitumasa, By her getting married, she becomes sanctified from the tumah, the state of tumah that she was in before. Why was she tamei? Because she is the malchus. She is the closest to the tumah, to the sitra achra. She's most vulnerable to them. Ayin shom simen samachtes likutei chelek aleph. Take a look over there in Likutei Moran, chapter 69, in the first half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal really elaborates on this. V'chol chasuchei bonim rachmona litzlan, and all those who haven't had children, nimshach rak misham. It's a result only of what we discussed here, meaning machmashilefi bechinosoi hoyoloi koyach lahalois bechinas hasechel hatachtoin anal loy hoyoloi koyach lahalois bechinas hasechel hatachtoin anal lechot choy menas sitrachra ulahachyois semior upon him. The lack of children implies that he did not have the ability to cut the connection between her and the sitra achra and to elevate her and to shine life into her from the oyer haponim. Lahamshich b'chinas hasogas hayoras hasogas lakus, to draw the light of understanding of Hashem, shemishom shoyre shala hoyloda. That's the source of where the birth of children comes from. Ki afal pi, so a person would say, but hold on a second, who are we talking about here? Are we talking about mekubalim? What about the ordinary, regular Jew? Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki afal pi shelav kolodom zeiche lahasoga salukus, because even though not every Jew is on a level to achieve a deep understanding of Hashem, afal pi kein still, shoyresh ha-hoylodo bigdusha nimshach mishom. The source from which the whole concept of childbirth comes from draws from there, from that place called Hasoga Salakus. Rav Nosson Zal now says, and there's another possibility, v'yesh, and sometimes it's possible, shechatov goyermin she'enoy yochoy lahamshich nishma sa-hoylodo mishom, that as a result of a person's sins, that blocks the person from being able to draw a soul to be born from there. Oy, or sometimes, shemitzat pigam ha-gilgul, einoy zeuche lahaloy samalchus v'chul. Sometimes it has to do with gilgulei neshamois, different reincarnations where the same neshama comes to the world multiple times, on different missions each time. And it doesn't come the same way each time. Sometimes this nefesh comes with that ruach, sometimes this ruach comes with that neshama, different pieces, different components that get put together differently each time the neshama comes back be Gilgul. So Rav Nosson Zal says sometimes it's based on a particular Gilgul and the circumstances relevant to it that make it that the person isn't able to elevate the malchus at that point. V'yesh bo ze kamo b'chinois. Rav Nosson Zal says there are many different variations of this. A person can't assume that it's because of this reason or that reason. There are a variety of reasons that could be playing a role here. Ach ikar minia sahoylod rachmon al-tzlan nimshach mizeh. However, Rav Nosson Zal says on a general level, the concept of not being able to have children is tied into this, meaning machmashaloi helo es hamalchus lefi bechinosoi el oyer haponim shemeir b'shalosh regolim. The implication is that the person did not succeed in elevating the malchus on his level, in what's relevant to him, to elevate it to the oyer haponim, which shines especially brightly on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos. Sholosh pom bashono yirok al zchurcho es penei Hashem alekecha. That's when the ponim of Hashem shines brightly. Al kein, therefore, im lo yachboi tzoyish, lo kachas es yivimtoi, lo hokim lo ochiv shem, le sakin oisoi, if the living brother doesn't want to take the widow of his brother who passed away and marry her in order to establish a name for his brother, in order to be mesaken the brother that passed away, v'zeh machmas she'ein loy koyach And that implies that either he doesn't want to or he can't accomplish this mission of elevating the Malchus, taking it out of Sitra Achra, and elevating to Ra'or upon him. Al Kain, therefore, we have to go to plan B, which is V'cholzo na'aloi me'al ragloi, that this woman removes the shoe from the foot of the living brother. Boze marinloi, by doing that, we show him shepogam b'sholoi shrigolim, that he has transgressed against the three holidays, shebohem oilin beraglin lebeis hamikdosh, which are the special times of the year when the Jews go up on foot to the Beis HaMikdash with their feet. Lehalois HaMalchus El Oyer HaPonim. And our main mission on those Yomim Tovim is to elevate the Malchus to the Oyer HaPonim. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran that the Malchus is represented by the letter Dalet. Dalet is, the Malchus is called Dala Va'aniyo. It's poor, it has no light of its own except what it receives from the other Midos. Dalet represents Dovid HaMelech. In the word Yehuda, it's Yud Ke Vav Ke Dalet. There are many proofs to show that the letter Hashem Echod, the Dalet of Echod versus Kel Acher, there are many proofs to show that that Dalet represents Malchus. And he says that's why on the holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, we, on each one there's a special mitzvah that's tried into the Dalet. On Pesach, it's the four cups of wine. On Sukkos, it's the Dalet Minim. On Shavuos, it's the Torah, which was given four times. First to Moshe Rabbeinu, then to Aaron HaKohenis, the four levels that the Gemara describes. Shal zeh nemar, and about this, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, about this concept of the Jews on the holidays walking to the Beis HaMikdash, walking to Shul, the Pasuk says, Mayofu pe'omayich bana'olim, how beautiful are the steps that you take with your shoes, bas nodiv, wonderful daughter. As the Gemara points out in Sukkah, Daf Mem Tez, page 49, that this refers to the steps that the Yidden take when they're oila regel. And because this brother refuses to go through with the Yibum, he shows that he's not worthy of this. He hasn't achieved this. Lebechinas alias regolim, to be oila regel lekabel me oir haponim, to elevate the raglin to receive from the oir haponim. Shehu bechinas, that's what's hinted to in that pasuk, mayofu peomayich banaolim, how beautiful are your footsteps in your shoes, al kein vecholtzon aloi. Therefore, the procedure is she takes off his shoe to show that he there's a pigam in this inyan of the shoes, the feet. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain deeper the issue of the shoes specifically. Ki haminolim heim tikun horaglim, because we know that the shoes represent a tikun for the feet. Hainu, meaning ki horaglin heim bechinas madrego achreina shel akdusha, the lower part of the feet represent the lowest part of Kedusha, the bottom of the ladder. Umishom ulamato hu achizas hasitrachra. And it's from that place, from the bottom of the feet, downwards, is where the sitrachra has shlita. There's the famous pasuk, ragleho yordois moves. Her feet, the feet of the Shekhinah, the feet of the Kedusha, go down into death, meaning they are vulnerable to being attacked by the Sitra Achra, the Klipois, which are called Mavis. V'al Kein, and therefore, Machmashehem Smuchim ala Sitra Achra, because of the fact that these levels, the Raglin, the feet, the Malchus, the woman, is close to the Sitra Achra, Al Kein Heim Kruchim Shom Beyoser. That's why the Sitra Achra is always going after them the most. The Sitra Achra is bound and attached to that area the most. V'al kein om Rabbi Seinozal, and that's why the Gemara points out in Brachas, page 6, Hani birki derabonon, deshilhi minayhu. The knees of the rabbis, which sometimes have problems with them, it comes from them, those guys, the klipos, the sitrachra, they attack the feet, the bottom of the feet especially. V'zeh b'chinas malchus chochmotato seichel ha-tachtoin shehi b'chinas raglin keneged ho-seichel ho-elyoin shehu ha-sogas lakus. The feet, the legs, the bottom of the feet, the woman, all represent seichel ha-tachtoin chochmotato compared to seichel ho-elyoin, which is ha-sogas lakus. V'ho-isho b'chlal, and the woman on a general level, he bechinas chochmotato. She represents chochmotato, bechinas raglin, which is the feet. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Beis, pasuk Tes, ragle chasidov yishmoer, Hashem protects the feet of his righteous ones. The Zohar HaKadosh says in Vayera, page 112, do itza, that refers to the wife, the woman. She is called the feet. As Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this in chapter 68 in Likutei Moran and in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 81. Ki ish v'isho heim bebechinas horav v'hatalmid. Because man and husband and wife represent rabbi and students. We mentioned the Medrash asks, what did Chava call her husband? Sweetheart? Honey bunch, darling. No, she called him Rebbe. This is what the Medrash says. Because he was her rabbi. He was the rabbi of all the angels. They came to him to study Torah from him. He was Yitzir Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam Rishon wasn't born. He was created by Hashem, literally. And originally, before the Eitz Hadas, his Seichel was way above the Malachim. So again, the husband and wife are the concept of rabbi and student. Shehat Talmud bichlal hu bechinas raglin, bechinas asech latachtoim keneged orav. The student, on a general level, is referred to as the feet, the sech latachtoim compared to the rabbi. Remember, the sun and the moon. The student would sit at his rabbi's feet, that concept. V'horav shu bechinas hasechel hu'elyoin. And the rabbi, who represents this higher level seichel, tzorich. Tzorich litzamtzeim atzmoi bekama tzimtzumim. The rabbi has to shrink himself and bring himself down, many, many levels down. Shehein bechinas seichel hatachtoin, which is this concept of the seichel hatachtoin, which is a shrunken version, a much, much lower level, kidei sheyuchal lohoyer b'hatalmid, in order for him to be able to connect with and teach the student. Kidei lehalois es hatalmid lebechinas hasogas elokus, in order to elevate the student, for the student to be able to receive Hasogas Lakus, his level of deep understanding of Hashem, Shehu Bechinas Seichel Elyon, which we refer to as Seichel Elyon. Ki Bechol Bechina, U Bechol Mida, Yesh Bechinas Koimo Shleima. Because in every aspect of spirituality, of Ruchnius, and in every level of Ruchnius, it's a microcosm of the entire picture. Meaning, when we talk about chesed, chesed is not only chesed. Chesed has malchus, chachma, gvura, tefera. Chesed has all of them in it. It favors most. It has more chesed than anything else. That's why it's called chesed. But every single midah baruchnius is a klolius of all the midahs. It's a koimo shlemo. It's a full spectrum from top to bottom. V'alkein, and therefore, listen to what Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now. He's going to explain something now that helps understand many, many issues in Chassidus and in Kabbalah. V'alkein, and therefore, gam bebechinas chochmo ilo biatzmo, even if we speak about the chochmo ilo itself, shehu bechinas orav, which is the rabbi, yesh bechinas roish v'raglin. The rabbi also has a concept of chochma ilo and chochma tato that relate to him, within him. He has his top level of knowledge, the highest levels of knowledge that he has, and then he has the simplest, the Chumash and Rashi. He has the Chumash and Rashi that he knows, and he has the Rishonim Achronim and the Sifrei Kabbalah that he knows. So within the Chochma Ilah, within the Rebbe, there's a head and there's feet. Shehim b'chinas Chochma Ilah v'Chochma Tato. V'hatalmid b'chloloi. Now, the student, when we look at him as a full picture, Hu bebechinas raglin. We refer to him compared to the rabbi. He is the feet. Bechinas chochmatato neged harav. Compared to his rabbi, he is like the feet. Vegamboy yesh koimo shlema. And by the student also, there's a head and feet. There's higher levels and lower levels inside of him. Aval bechinas roish shaloi. However, the highest level of the student, his brain, and not just his brain, but the best part of his brain, mekabel chius, receives its nourishment, miragle horav, from the feet of his rabbi. Ki bechino ho elyoina shel madrego hatachtoina, hi nemucha utzricha lekabel chius, mebechinas hatachtoina shel madrego elyoina, ki yadua. Because when we talk about an upper level and a lower level, the highest part, the top of the top of the bottom level, is lower than and receives its chius from the bottom of the bottom of the level above it. When we talk about different worlds, let's say, we talk about the Olam Ho'asiya, which is the world that we're operating in, human beings. And we talk about the Olam Hayetzira, the world of the angels. Each world has in it 10 floors, the 10 midos. Chachma gvura te, chachma bina das, chesed gvura teferes. The chachma of the Olam Ho'asiya receives its light, its nourishment from the malchus of Yetzira, which is still thousands of miles above. The malchus of Yetzira, the bottom of Yetzira, is thousands of miles above the chachma or the keser of Asiya. Kayodua, as is known throughout the Sforim, v'ze gamkein b'chinas ish ve'isha. And this is also the concept of husband and wife, that the husband represents chochma ilah, the wife represents chochma tato, and again, their mission in being united is to achieve hasoga selukus, and what the husband shares with his wife, if he is a man, if he's a Talmud Chacham, if he studies Torah, if he has achieved what he's supposed to achieve, then what he shares with her is the lowest part of his knowledge, his awareness of Hashem, etc. Because to sit and learn Rishonim Achrayim with it, that's something that in 99.9 cases, it's not shy, it doesn't exist, impossible, ridiculous. But he can share with her the smaller things that he learns, easier things that he learns, things related to Emunah, Yirah Shamayim, Mitzvah Smaisis, all that he can share with her. Umachmas shohoraglin smuchin elasit rachra. And because of the fact that the feet are close to the sit rachra, to the tumo, which is right below them, alkein tzrichin shom shmira beyoser. Therefore, they require extra care. They have to be guarded and protected tremendously, shelo yisachsu bohem, so that the klipos shouldn't attach themselves to the feet and do all kinds of damage. V'ze bechinas haminolim. This is the whole significance of shoes, slippers, sneakers. Shehem shmira lohoraglin. They serve as a protection for the feet. They protect the feet from dirt, from glass, from nails, from physical problems, and also from spiritual problems. Veheim b'shoroshom nimshach mebechino govoya. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that shoes come, they draw, even though they're all the way on bottom, you wear them on your feet, they draw their light, baruchnius, from a very, very high level. Mebechino govoya, mebechinas chashmal. From a level that's called chashmal, shenase malbush l'chol aguf. There is a certain light of Hashem that's called chashmal, that's associated with the sphere of bina. It's a very, very high level, And the word chashmal is bigematria malbush, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us. So that this very high level light, when it spirals down, when it comes down to the much lower levels, it takes on the form of clothing, shoes, which serve as a protection of the body. Ulemato, so it serves as a malbush for the rest of the body, for the torso of the body, for the head, for the ulemato baraklin, and when this light of chashmal extends further down, when it goes down to the feet, nase bechinas minolim, it takes on the form of shoes. The Arizal brings that the word nal is bigematria 151 with the koilel, which is one of the miluim of the Shem Ekya. We know Ekya is Bina, and the milui, one of the ways when you write Ekya in full, Aleph Lamed Pei, Hey, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey, it's bigematria 151, which is mikveh, other things, and the Arizal says also Nal is bigematria, that milui of Ekya, showing that the Nal draws its light from Ekya, from Bina, from Chashmal. The Chashmal Nimshach Me'or Haponim Kamuva. And we know the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that Chashmal receives its light, Kaviyochel, from the face of Hashem, from the Moichen, from Chochma Bin Adas. Kihu Gematria Shin Ayin Ches. Because the word Chashmal is Bigematria 378. Shehem, which the Arizal explains, is broken up into two parts. The 370 and the 8. The 370, Shehem Shin Ayin Nohoirin Shel Oyer Haponim, refers to the 370 lights of the face of Hashem Kaviyochu. 370 refers to the three upper midos, which are called hundreds, and the seven lower ones, which are called tens units. So that this number 370 represents a shlemus of Oyer that's coming from the face of Hashem, V'chulu. Rav Nosson Zal doesn't finish it. The Arizal says that the ches is the ches chivrasa. It's referred to as a white ches, which represents bina, which is the eighth level. Going from the bottom up, bina is called the eighth level, like the eight candles on Hanukkah, like the eighth level, which we always say represents the future world. Seven is the physical world. Eight is already going into the next world. So chashmal is bigematria shinayin ches, that it refers to this great light, this oyer haponim. V'zeh v'chinas, and this is why it's brought, that there are two things that are similar. Kitfilin, kein minolin. That shoes are like tfilin. Shoes are made from leather, and tfilin are made from leather. Ki tfilin heim oyer haponim ki adua. We know that tefillin are referred to as kaviyochel, the light of the face. The pasuk says, "V'ro'u kol ha'amim ki shem Hashem nikra lecha." All the nations will see the name of Hashem shining upon you. That's the tefillin. That's the tefillin. So the shoes draw their light from the tefillin, from bina, from this oyer haponim, this very high level. Umishom nimshach al ha'odom shmir ol ha'raglim, and that's where a person receives the protection for the feet. Shehem b'chinas min olam, that's the shoes. Shelo yisachzu b'em ha'sitra achra, that the sitra achra shouldn't be able to attach itself to the feet and draw from there. Ki hashmiro l'raglin tzrichin lahamshich mimokoim govoya ma'oid. Because in order to protect the feet, you have to draw a light that's coming from a very, very high place. In order that the klipos, the sitra achra, the chitzonim, which are right near the feet, should not be able to attack, should not be able to draw from it. In order to protect the feet, you have to bring a light from a very high place. Rabbeinu Zal tells us always that the lower the level, the more you need a higher level of kiddushit in order to correct, to fix it, to protect it. When the Jews were in Mitzrayim, the Torah tells us they hit the 49th level of tumah. Hashem had to bring the biggest possible tzaddik that could be, Moshe Rabbeinu, to be able to get him out of there. Because they were so far down, they needed so great a specialist, a tzaddik, to help them. Just like when a person is regular sick, you can get a GP to, they can go to a GP, a general practitioner, a regular doctor. When a person is deathly ill, chas v'shalom, then they need a specialist. They need somebody way up there, way on top. V'alkein, now listen to this. V'alkein, mevorchin al haminolim. This is why we make a special bracha every single day related to the shoes. She'osoli kol tzarki. We say, I bless Hashem who has prepared for me all of my needs. Kol tzarki, everything I need. And the Gemara says that refers to the shoes. What are you talking about? What about my shirt? What about my pants? What about the jacket? What about the... Ki bohem klulin kol tzorchei hodom. Because in the shoes is included all the needs of the person. We always mention that the malchus is koilel everything. Just like the Arizal explains on the night of Pesach, you have the Seder. You have the three matzahs in front of you. The three matzahs represent the three parts of the brain, chachma bina das. Then you have six other elements. You have the zroa and the beitza, right? You have the shank bone and the egg. And then you have the moror in middle. Then you have the charosis on the right. And you have the karpas on the left. And the chazeres in the middle. You have those six elements. You have 3 + 6 = 9. What's number 10? Where's the malchus? The Arizal says the kaira is the malchus. The seder plate, the plate that holds everything, that's the malchus. What's a plate? It's nothing. What do you mean? Can't eat the plate. What can I do with the plate? And yet the plate is everything. Without the plate, you have nothing. They can't hang in midair. So the plate contains in it everything. She'osali kol tzorki. When we speak about the malchus, there's a pasuk that the Zohar Kodesh quotes, Kol hanecholim hoilchem alayam. All streams feed into the ocean, into the sea. The sea is the malchus. The words El Hayam spell the word Elokim, which is one of the nicknames of the malchus. There's a pasuk, Velokim Malki Mikedem. So the malchus is the feet, is the shoes, which is kol tzarki. Ki bohem klulim kol tzorchei hodom. Ki kol hashefa shel hodom begashmius veruchnius nimshach me'or haponim. We know that all of the sustenance of a human being, spiritually, physically, materialistically, all originates from the or haponim of Hashem. K'moy shoyimrim, as we say at the end of Shmon Esrei, ki bi'or ponecho nosato lanu. Toiras Chaim, v'ahavas chesed, utztoko, uvrocho, v'rachamim, v'chaim, v'sholim. We list everything that Hashem gives us, it all comes from the oyer ponecha. It all originates from the light of Hashem's face. Aval, however, hashefo yoyredes tomid. That flow from Hashem is constant. It's always flowing. So then how come we have needs? How come one day we have, one day we don't have? How come there are people that don't have money to pay their electric bill and people that don't have shoes? How come? Ach yefsher lekabel hashefa kiim al yedei b'chinas malchus. You cannot receive that light from Hashem, that sustenance, unless you have a plate, unless you have a keli, a vessel, the malchus into which to receive it. Shehi akeres habayis kiyadua. One of the nicknames of the malchus is the mother of the home. What's the mother? She's not. She doesn't go to work. She's nothing. She's nobody. She doesn't. What does she do? She stays home all day, and the entire house functions through her. She's the one who makes it happen. He works. He makes the money. His money. You can't eat the money. You can't do anything with it. She's the one who translates that into a beautiful home with food, clothing, Shabbos camp, everything via her. That's why the woman is called the Malchus. She is the Malchus. Aval, kishebechinas Malchus noifel b'neim chas v'shalom. However, when the Malchus of Kedusha falls, it drops down into the hands of the Sitra Achra. Azai heim yonke me'ashefa harbe. Then they draw from it. They take away everything that the malchus receive from the Or HaPanim. They grab it. The Sitrachra grabs it. Kemoy achshuv begolus bavanesein rabim. Like today, when the Jewish people are in exile, when we see that the Sitrachra, the other nations, this one has oil and this one has this. This one's a billionaire and billionaire. They seem to have all the wealth. She Yisroel nizoinin rak mitamtzis kiyadua, and the Jewish people get the leftovers. That's what we get. The Zohar HaKadosh says when the Yidden are when the Yidden are behaving properly, then Eretz Yisroel shoyset chila. Eretz Yisroel gets the first flow of shefa from Hashem, and the rest of the world gets what's left over. When we misbehave, when we're no good, then what happens is they get the first shefa and we get the leftovers. And one of the analogies that's given to this is a cup and a saucer. You have a cup and the plate underneath it. We know that normally when you fill up a cup, the saucer stays empty. Nothing goes. The only time anything gets into the saucer is when the cup runneth over. When the cup has become full to the tippity top, it's all the way to the top, and you keep pouring, then there's what goes into the saucer. The cup is Am Yisrael, the saucer is the rest of the world. So that's the norm. But when the cup has a hole in it, when we misbehave and our keli becomes defective, what happens? You pour into the cup and all of it goes right out into the saucer. The cup doesn't get anything. All of that stuff that was supposed to be retained by the cup goes out. That's where you have thousands of people leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Loretz, supposedly, for parnasa, for fundraising, this, that. You're going to Chutz, what are you, nuts? Chutz Loretz is garbage. Chutz Loretz gets the leftovers. The answer is, if we weren't in Golos, that's the way it would be. But because we're in Golos, the Shefa of Eretz Yisrael slides out, a lot of it slides out into Chutz Loretz. And a person has to go to Eretz Yisrael, to Chutz Loretz, to bring back the Eretz Yisrael Shefa. This is what the Zohar HaKadosh explains. V'alkein Iker Hamshochas HaShefa Hu Kefima Shemalines HaMalchus Me'asitrachra U'mechayin Oysa Me'or HaPonim. Therefore, even though Hashem is constantly generating, printing dollar bills and euros and everything, in order for us to receive that Shefa, we must be able to elevate the Malchus from the Sitrachra and plug it into the Or HaPonim. Shaydeze Nimshach HaShefa Rakel HaKedusha LeBnei Yisrael. That's how you reconnect the pipe. This pipe that fell out, got disconnected from its source, our pipe that got unplugged because of our sins and everything, so now our pipe is not connected. The other guys come over and they attach their pipe and they're getting the Shefa. And therefore, the only way that we can correct that is when we are zoiche to elevate the Malchus from the Sitrachra and plug it back into the Or HaPanim. By doing that, then the Shefa will go only to the Kedusha, only to Bnei Yisrael. Ach, kishemalin b'chinas Malchus, shebchinas Raglin, in order to do this, in order to be able to elevate, to get the Malchus out of the Sitrachra, and bring it back into the arena of Kedusha and keep it there and protect it, that it shouldn't fall back down. Tzrichin lahamshich tikkun haminolim. You need shoes. You need a good pair of shoes. Shehem shmira laharaglin, which are the protection for the feet. Shleisachsu b'maklipos, that the klipos shouldn't attach themselves to it. Vaydeze memela nishmar kol hashefa sheloy tered lahem chas v'sholom rak liYisrael kanal. If you've protected the shoes, then you've protected the entire Shefa. If the plate is solid, the plate has all the parts of the Kaira on it. It's got everything on it. If the plate is good, if the plate isn't cracked or anything, then everything stays on it. Everything stays in the right place. It stays within the ballpark of Kedusha. Alkein mevorchin al haminolim sho'osali kol tzarki. Now you'll understand why the rabbis gave us the bracha for shoes. The bracha is Hashem who has made for me everything I need, all my tzrachim. Ki kol tzorchei hodom, shehem klal hashefa, tluyim baminolim. Because all of a person's needs, which means all the shashpos from Hashem are all dependent on the shoes, shem shmiro l'raglim. Just like the Gemara says, beisoi zuishtoi. A person's house is his wife. What do you mean she's the house? What about me? What about the kids? What about everyone? What about the furniture? No. She's the malchus. She's the shoes. She is everything. Everything is dependent on her. V'alkein be'emes som rabbi senazal. And now you'll understand why the Gemara says in Shabbos, page 129, la'olam yimkoir odom kol ma sheyesh loy. A person should be willing to sell everything he has, v'yikach min olayim l'raglov, to get a good pair of shoes for his feet. Ki kol ma sheyesh loy, dahinu kol hashefa, tluya b'min olam. Because everything he has, all the shefa, is dependent on the shoes. And lahavdil, we know when people have problems with their shoes, with their feet, and they go to a doctor, those doctors that have some knowledge will tell them, this is the cause of your back problems and your this, it's all the shoes. If you're not wearing the right shoes, if your feet are not in the right position properly, the whole body is not standing on a normal foundation. Now we'll understand also the great significance of this mitzvah on the most important holidays. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Jews have a mitzvah to walk. And it's called Aliyah L'Regel. Regel means holiday and regel means with your feet. To walk to the Beis HaMikdash. She'ikar HaMitzvah Tluya Baraglin U'Baminolim. The main mitzvah is dependent on the feet and the shoes. Leilech beraglov liYerushalayim leBeis Hamikdash leKabel Meor Aponim. To go on foot to Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash to receive from that great light. Shalze Namar. About that, the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Mayofu peomayich banaolim. How beautiful are the steps that you take with your shoes. Kiho boho talya, because these two things are dependent on each other. Ki ikar hatikin shemekablin borigolim bebeis hamikdash meor aponim, ikar hatiknin hu l'raglin. The main tikkun, the main benefit that a Jew receives on the holidays from the Beis Hamikdash, from that great light that's coming from there, is for that light to go down, reach all the way down to the feet. We have to have the ability first to sever the connection between the feet and the sitra achra below it. And then to give light and life to the feet from the oyer haponim. And that's why the Torah says this mitzvah is dependent on the feet. Leilech beraglav liYerushalayim, to go on foot to Yerushalayim. Ki ikar hatikun lebechinas raglin, because the main tikkun is the feet. The main thing that we have to look to fix. If the feet are in good order, everything else will be okay. The v'alkein, and therefore nikroim sholosh regolim. The three holidays are called sholosh regolim. Regel is foot. What does a foot have to do with the holidays? The main focus on these holidays is tikkun haraglin, looking to fix up the feet. We know the pasuk when it speaks about Mashiach coming, it says va'omdu raglov bayoyim hahu al harazesim. His feet will stand on that day on harazesim. One second, what did I think? He was going to stand on his head? Why does the pasuk, what's the va'omdu raglov? The Zohar Kodesh and the Arizal say, no. It's telling us what it's all about. That the Malchus is going to have its tikkun. It's not stam. That this is our whole mission. The mission is the feet, the tikkun haraglin. That's the most vulnerable. That's why it's called Ikvesid de Mashiach, the footsteps of Moshiach. The last generation, we living in this time, we are the feet, we are the shoes. And that's why we're so much under attack. We're so vulnerable to the Sitra Achra, because we're at the end of the line, we're at the bottom. Just like Dun, Shevet Dun, when the Jews traveled in the desert, who is all the way in the back, done. They're called Ma'asef L'chol Amachnois. They picked up all the stragglers, all those who fell behind. Ki Iker HaTikun L'Bechinas Raglin. Because the main tikkun is needed by the feet. V'alkein ikrom sholosh regolim. V'alkein isa, and this is why it's brought in the Gemara, in the Medrash, Shehoye Yisrael kedoshin mechavavin es hamitzvah azois, that the Jews, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they showed such love and respect for this mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, she'afal pi shehoye lehem eglois tzav, even the wealthy ones who had wagons, you know, beautiful coaches, hoyu yordin mehagolois, they would get out of their coaches, v'hoyu hoylchin beragleim daika, and they would walk those last couple of miles going into Yerushalayim, going to the Beis HaMikdash. I don't want my, put the car in the garage. I want to walk. I want to go there on foot. Ki kach yofolehem. That was what was beautiful for them. Ki ikar hatikin nimshach laraglin, the main tikkun, ulahamshech b'chinas minolim, in order to draw this holiness of the shoes, shein b'chinas shmira laraglin, which is the protection for the feet, shelo yisachsu oid hachitzoinim, so that the klipois should no longer be able to draw from there. Shezeu b'chinas mayofu pomayich banolim kanal. That's that special pasuk. One more paragraph. Paragraph Yud Aleph. Till now, we've been speaking about a couple of thousand years ago, the Beis HaMikdash. What do we do today? Is there anything like this today? V'ze b'chinas goydel hamalo v'haschus she'ein lo yishir shel anoshim haksherim hechosim al chayeyem hanitzchiyim. Every word here is another diamond, another jewel. Rav Nosson says this is the incredible privilege and the incredible benefit, which is infinite, of those religious people who care about their eternal life, hamishtadlim lahatzil ulamalit nafsho mini shachas, who are trying to do whatever they can to save their souls from Gehenna. What do? Shem hoilchim biraglehem daiko lekabel pnei rabbim, who walk on foot, on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, they walk to go see their rabbi, to go visit their Rebbe. Ki ikar hahalicho el horav, hu kidei liskois lasogas lukus. Because what is a person going to his rabbi for? The same thing that they went to the Beis HaMikdash for, to receive hasogas lukus. We said, the Vilna Goyen says, today we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash today is the tzaddikim. They are the Beis HaMikdash. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in the Kutim Ram, shetzorech kol echod levakesh ma'oid ma'oid, that every single person has to struggle very, very hard to do their very, very best to seek out Rebbe Emes, a true rabbi, a rabbi who's really qualified, kozeh, who's on such a level, sheyucha lohoer boy hasoga selukus, that the rabbi has the ability to take deep concepts of religion, of awareness of Hashem, and bring it into the student. Ayin Shem, look over there in the beginning of chapter 30 in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Alkein, tzrichin leilech baraglov daiko. This is why it's so special when the walking that a person does to go to shul, to go to a Beis Medrash, to go see his rabbi, every step he takes is Kodesh Kodoshim, is very significant. Kedei lesakin horaglin, in order to fix this madrega that's called the feet, the malchus, shein b'chinas chochmat hator, b'chinas hatzimtzuvim vasivuvim, she'i'efsher lizkois lahasogas alakus kim al yidei zeh. And Rabbeinu Zal show there in the Kutim Ran that it's impossible for a person to achieve the chochma ilah unless they first fix the chochma tator, unless they first take care of the feet. It's impossible to offer k'toiris in the Beis HaMikdash unless you're married. Nadav and Avihu tried to go into Hasogah, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They were tzaddikim. It says, Bekroivai Eko. They were close to Hashem. But they didn't have a good pair of shoes. They didn't have a wife. They blew it. Without the shoes, without the grounding, without, if you're not misakein the raglin, there's no chance in the world of the tikkun haroish. Have to have a building. You want to put up a big building? Let's see where how the foundation is. If the foundation is real, then you can build all kinds of things of it. Without a foundation, you put up a building, it's make-believe. It looks like it's standing. A little wind comes and it's all over. Chas v'shalom. Okay, hold it over here for now.